Watch, man apologizes after singing worst national anthem ever. By Dylan Gwynn on May 15, 2019. A lot of people think that taking a knee is the most disrespectful thing someone could do during our national anthem. While taking a knee is really bad, the rendition of the anthem sung by a substitute singer at a minor league baseball game in North Carolina on Sunday is giving Colin Kaepernick a run for his money. How bad was it? It was so bad that the singer, Chuck Haworth, has apologized. And the team, the High Point Rockers, issued a statement. According to the News and Observer, the trouble began early Sunday afternoon when the individual the Rockers had scheduled to sing the national anthem fell ill and couldn't make it. Haworth, who was the team's on-field host, volunteered to fill in on short notice, but it went poorly. The Barstool video shows Haworth struggling with the words and notes, and even changing octaves, in a performance characterized by awkward pauses and words that were shouted rather than sung. "I'm not a professional singer," Haworth said, "but this was a health-related issue. I was severely dehydrated, and this is what happened. I never meant any disrespect." Disrespect may not have been the intent, but just watch for yourself. The Rockers issued a statement in which they apologized to all Americans. The High Point Rockers had a last-minute fill-in for their national anthem singer who fell ill. The performer volunteered to fill in on short notice following a last-minute audition. Unfortunately, due to a combination of factors, the rendition was not up to organizational standards. The High Point Rockers regret the incident and apologize to any and all Americans. The Rockers also believe that second chances are uniquely American and thus are offering that opportunity to the performer. Since Sunday night, numerous voice coaches have reached out to the performer and the organization, offering their services to help redeem the last-minute performer. As a result, the team will strongly consider having the performer back later in the 2019 season, based upon a consensus opinion of the voice coach, organization and performer. Any update will be released at a later date. Of course, Haworth has some company in the Bat Anthem Hall of Shame. Let's not forget Roseanne Barr's performance during a 1990 Reds-Padres game. The Rockers have said that they're open to giving Haworth a second chance after getting some singing lessons, the New York Post reports. That is going to have to be one heck of a voice coach. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.